the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
Today we went to an elevator.
I mean, look, you've got to stick around to hear this. This could be a game changer. Let's just go straight to it.
Those Two Girls.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday to all of you.
Hi. I'm so sorry.
Are you all right?
Not really.
You seemed a little bit more enthused before we turned the microphones on.
I don't know. I just feel like saying hello is getting increasingly difficult.
Why is that, Lise?
I don't know, Aaron. I don't know.
Do you want to come up with a word that we just say so that you don't have to put yourself through that and the rest of us through that every morning? That'd be great.
I'd be really comfortable with bonjour.
Okay, you know what? Great. You do bonjour.
Moving on.
All right. I forgot to tell you on the weekend something funny happened around the television.
What happened?
So.
Wow. I can't wait.
Well, I'm so thrown by Lise's greeting and that now it's bonjour, even though it's Australian radio. Anyway, whatever keeps the Queen happy, we shall do. So.
What happened around your television,
Sarah? My kids aren't allowed to watch TV during the week. We don't do any screen time. So on the weekends in the morning, they have the free range of all the cartoons on free-to-air television, right?
Yep.
So normally they'll sit down and they'll watch, I don't know, Scooby-Doo or whatever's on ABC 2 or ABC 3. But I walked out into the lounge room and I saw my 8-year-old daughter absolutely transfixed with what was happening on the screen. And I said to her, darling, don't you want to watch one of the kids' shows that are on at the moment? And she said, no, Mum, I really love this show.
What was it?
I just got to see it through to the end. Just wait, then I'll swap the channel. I said, all right, okay, whatever keeps you happy. I suppose it's suitable. A rerun of Better Homes and Gardens. This is who she is. I think my daughter is an octogenarian.
She certainly is your daughter.
I never watched Better Homes and Gardens. Never, ever. In fact,
Sarah, I lived my
youthful life trying to avoid it because if you were young and at home on a Friday night watching Better Homes and Gardens, it meant you had no life.
But you also have driving gloves. So between the two.
Don't tell people that. That's because I'm starting to get sunspots on my hands.
Okay, so what part of Better Homes and Gardens was she enthralled
all
by?
Of it. Was it the cooking section with Karen Martini? The gardening section. I mean, I do none of that.
Listen, I think it's time for her to come over to Auntie Lee's house. I think this is the time where she needs one of those. What were those called? The exchange programs? Let's just do an exchange program.
Where normally it's for like a Japanese student to come and live with you, but it's just a Wills kid to go and live with the Carlaws.
This is a sheltered Wills child who comes out to the crazy Carlaws.
Wow. It's Those Two Girls. Good morning.
Will she survive?
I've told Aaron he can stay with me anytime he wants.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Hey, guys. A poor, unsuspecting gentleman in the US is quite literally down in the dumps after accidentally eating 12 blocks of laxative chocolate. Okay, he didn't read the box correctly. He needed a little bit of help going to the loo. Mm. And in his rush, he didn't read the box correctly. He had it upside down, what have you. And he read 1 to 2 squares incorrectly and he thought it said 12 squares. He didn't see the dash. So you know how they come out? So basically, he's chomped down the entire box of it, which was a slab of 12 squares.
Oh, my God, his poor bowels.
So, of course, panicked. His wife is the one who reported it on an online thread, saying it was the funniest thing she'd ever witnessed because he went into panic stations and just thought he was dying.
In a marriage, isn't it? That's what you want, is when you are in such dire straits from overdosing on 12 times the recommended amount of laxative that your wife is just there
in stitches,
posting online.
She said it was the best thing ever. So he really genuinely panicked and thought he was going to die because obviously that's quite a hefty dose. She did, as a good spouse, call poison control and they said, look, there's nothing's going to happen. You're safe at home. The biggest risks are cramping, obviously dehydration makes sense, and nappy rash.
Okay.
Which is just... I mean...
Get out the bepanthen.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, a similar thing happened to me, not by...
Of course it did.
Of
course it did.
There's a story for everything.
You are a brilliant party trick.
Sarah, it wasn't a laxative that I ate. I actually drank something without realising that it was, in fact, a natural laxative. I was out to coffee with Mum a few weeks ago now, and on the menu they had... young coconuts. Now, I love anything coconut flavoured. I love a tropical fruit, possibly because I am from a French island nation and it just reminds me of home. So I thought, oh, this is great that they have these.
Home that you left when you were 2 months old. Okay, mate.
So I thought, I'm going to have that. And they come out, they're like, the heads of the coconuts are chopped off and they've got a little straw in there. It's really beautiful. Mm. And I don't know if you've ever had a young coconut. But not only can you drink its contents, but you can also scrape with a long spoon the flesh. Mm. And it is decadent and soft and just beautiful. So I had the entire young coconut liquid plus all of the flesh. And Sarah, within 20 minutes, I said to Mum, I'm not feeling great.
Oh, no.
And there was only one little bathroom at the back of the cafe. It was a donga. They'd converted. Oh, no. I know. They'd converted a shipping container into a bathroom. There's not many windows in those things.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, what's wrong with me? And then while I was on the toilet, I Googled young coconut. And there on my screen... it said young coconuts are a natural laxative and will clean you out. I walked out 5 kilos lighter.
Oh my God.
I bet you did. Remember when you just had to stare at the back of a shampoo bottle in the toilet? No phones. Just read the ingredients of Pantene. Please, you know how I've got two girls and you've got two boys, and sometimes I feel like never the twain shall meet.
That's right.
When I go to your house and I see the adventures that your boys go on. Now, without gender stereotyping, my girls are, they're pretty...
Sensible
girls. They don't have tomahawks. They don't have a compound bow and arrow. They don't have dirt bikes. And all that stuff goes on out at your place. Now,
sure.
Recently you were having a chat at work about what to get your nearly 10-year-old son.
Yes.
And it was suggested by another parent that a knife... might be a good idea.
Well, it's not just any knife, Sarah. It's the Bear Grylls survival knife.
Yep.
And it's a coming-of-age present that I'm now seriously considering. I mean, it's quite the heavy-duty weapon, although
it's not used as a weapon, though, is it?
It's not used as a weapon,
like,
no.
It's for, like, sharpening things and
there's
cutting
there's a flint in there. You can lache it to turn it into a spear. It's an incredible piece of equipment. And I you know how I feel about...
Well, this is the
children.
Thing. I do know how you feel about it. And there's a playground in Japan that feels exactly the same way. And I think it's going to float your boat big time. It's in Tokyo. It's called the Hanagi Playground. Okay. And there's a sign at the entrance that says, play as you see fit. And what happens is your responsibility.
I have that sign out the front of my property.
in this park, there are sharpened nails, saws, hammers, planks of wood. You can build your own fire. You can build a fort. There are no safety walls. There are no soft landings. It is...
it's a free range approach.
Absolutely. And I thought, I know somebody who will love this. And in fact, I would say my girls would love that too, because there actually isn't a hell of a lot of opportunity for that to happen. I know when I was growing up, my dad would happily have us out there in the shed with hammers and nails and blocks of wood. And, you know, if you hit your thumb with the hammer, you knew that that was a repercussion that could happen.
Yeah, that's how I feel about it. Okay, I'm keen to go to Japan. Is that, what are you proposing? Is this like a team trip?
We have no budget.
Oh, that's a shame.
No, your family's pretty dangerous, so I don't want to travel with them.
Absolutely not.
I love that idea.
Do you think there's such a need for it because things like Scouts and Brownies just don't have the... Well, I assume they don't.
Yeah.
But I did Brownies for a term when I was little, but I didn't like it.
But
it wasn't my bag.
I wonder if Scouts and Brownies... I know that they still operate these days, but I reckon that the limitations on what they can and can't do would be such a punish these days. Whereas back when we were doing it, they probably would have been more allocation for more sort of risk.
Oh gosh, risky. And you pretty much think of your grandparents, or if you like us, and you've got older parents. They were all, particularly the boys. They were all in scouts. They all knew
how to tie
ropes, how to make your own fishing rods,
about scouts. They were allowed to chuff off all day and they were told to come back at night.
I know. I mean, you can't do that these days. But back then, why not? I know you can't.
But, you know, if you have a Bear Grylls survival knife, maybe you can. Those two girls. I know it's hard to believe, guys, but I have the most fantastical tale about an electric toothbrush.
It is kind of hard to believe, to be honest.
Do we want to, just want to stop her there and throw no. more songs, Aaron? We know what happens here.
No.
It might be worthwhile.
You know what? If you cut me off, you will miss out on the very best story of the week as far as I'm concerned. So I'm just going to push
on. Like, you know, there's like the dentist that you can't see his face. Mm. I wish in this case it was like you just can't hear Lisa's voice.
That's a bit rough, actually. That's a bit unkind.
Thank you, Aaron. Well, I'm going to push on. And I hope you join in the fun.
Okay, tell me about an electric toothbrush, please. I'm ready.
My husband Dane's cousin, Luke, mm-hmm. is currently living with us. Okay. He's a fly-in, fly-out labourer. Mm-hmm. So for 3 to 4 days every fortnight, he bunks at our place. He has his own room and bathroom, Sarah. He lives like a king, if you ask me.
Great. Now we've got the layout of your house and family arrangements.
Okay, so Luke was here over the weekend and he said to us, guys, I'm going to nick out and buy myself a couple of things from one of those big chemist warehouse type stores. I need a few things that I can't get out where I work. We're like, righto, off you go. He comes back and he was pumped because he'd treated himself to an expensive electric toothbrush. Okay. He'd never bought one for himself in the past.
They are expensive.
Well, you know, we're sitting around the $55 mark. It's just an Oral-B Pro, if you want to know specifically.
Not really.
Okay.
Anyway, as he's unveiling his purchases to us, the box that contained the electric toothbrush looked perfectly intact. Yeah. He goes at it with scissors. You know how they're really tricky to undo? Yeah. He opens the box, Sarah, and we see a look on his face. I've never seen that look before from a human being. He was just shocked. He was like, what the hell? We're like, what? What's in the box? What's in the box? In the box was not an electric toothbrush.
Uh-oh.
But a very cheap handheld torch that had been put in the place of the electric toothbrush. Ooh. And beside it, a note from the criminal that had obviously stolen the actual toothbrush. The note reads, it starts off with a smiley face, two eyes and a mouth.
Is that how you make a smiley face?
Shut up. A happy note to see.
Okay. It says, Soz needed the cash for the vicissitudes of life. XO. Now, do you know what the word vicissitude means?
No.
Have you ever heard it?
Never. I would imagine it would be in some kind of canon, like a priest, old scripture or something.
It's a very old word, meaning like when your fortune turns for the worse.
Okay.
The moments in life where your luck changes, usually for the worse.
Okay, so excellent vocabulary. Excellent
vocabulary. And obviously the box had been glued back together with care. They'd chosen an item, the little handheld battery torch, that was the same weight as the toothbrush.
Wow.
This is very detailed.
Who knew a story about an electric toothbrush could be so good? It doesn't end there.
Oh, really?
Luke gets back in his car, goes back to the chemist immediately.
Obviously.
And he says, look, guys, this is what I found. I've just been here. And the lady was like, oh, my gosh. This is all making sense. I remember a shady character a few days prior. Thank God this same woman was on shift. A few days prior, a shady character had rocked up with a receipt showing the purchase of an electric toothbrush, and he spun a story about how he'd just bought it. He'd bought it for his wife, gone home and realised that she already had one. Could he please have a refund? Was issued the refund, handed back the box. Yeah. They were unsuspecting because it looked untampered. It looked complete. It looked intact. he's gained an electric toothbrush and his $55 refund, and Bob's your uncle. What I think is so bizarre, it mustn't be... This isn't the first time a similar scam has gone down.
No, this sounds like they know exactly what they're doing.
But Sarah, it's the note. Why leave a note? Why? Why the smiley face? Why the incredible vocabulary, the word vicissitude?
Is that because it's like, I'm sorry, this is about us or me. It's not about you.
Yeah, something like that.
Wow.
I'm still stuck on vicissitudes.
How do we use that?
Not well.
Not well.
So we've moved into a new building and the offices and studios itself are magnificent. But there's one thing that just really irritates all of us in this studio, no end, and that is how long the elevator takes to get up to this floor.
Well, this is the thing. I feel we are very efficient people. Mm. Most of the time.
Except for when we're telling a story, then it takes quite a while.
Shut up, Aaron.
Contrary to what you hear during this hour. Otherwise, very efficient.
Outside of that, highly efficient. But every time we press the button for the lift, we stop at every floor because there's other annoying people that need to get places.
Yep.
And it wastes so much time. And we thought there has to be some kind of elevator hack so that we can circumvent all the other innocent people who just want to get to work too, when we can get to our top floor first.
Or conversely, down to our cars so we can get the hell out of here.
B4.
Sure. So here's what we found out. We're yet to test it.
Aaron, you came across this. Can you explain the hack?
This is a hack that I've heard about all my life. If you hold the door close button.
Okay, the two little arrows pointing inwards. Door close.
While selecting your level.
Okay, floor.
It'll override anyone else requesting the elevator and go straight to where you want it.
Wow. I mean, this is a game changer. Particularly for anybody listening who works in skyscrapers and they've got to get to the 37th floor of work and you've got to stop at 10 along the way.
Or if you live in an apartment building and you're on the 16th floor,
I know it's a very selfish thing to do.
Who cares?
But...
Is there a way that we can test this theory?
Coming up next, we're going to go to the foyer. We're going to be live from the elevator shaft.
I don't like that word shaft, or do I?
Wow.
Do you have to make us so uncomfortable?
I'm just going to say this. I am claustrophobic, Aaron. So if this doesn't work and we are stuck in the elevator, Aaron, do you also know what happens when elevators get stuck? Who do they call? Who do they call? The firefighters. And if my husband gets called out and I am stuck in an elevator for work purposes, it's going to go down.
Those two girls.
And we are currently in the elevator foyer for our building, Liz.
We are, because we came across a life hack, an elevator hack, in fact, which involves trying to get you to your destination faster by circumnavigating all the other floors in the building that you're in. Is that it?
Apparently, all you have to do is hold the door close button along with the floor that you want to go to. And essentially, that acts like a Control-Alt-Delete and it just wipes all the other floors and gets you where you need to be.
It bypasses you. So we're going to test it now as we are on the top floor of our building. We're just about to call for the elevator. We're just standing in the lobby.
Great.
We're calling for our elevator. You're going to try and intercept it.
I am. I'm down on level one, right between you guys and the ground floor.
All right. So we're waiting. Here we go. Ding dong. Which one? Here, Sarah. Okay. We are entering the elevator.
The doors are opening.
Hold the door close button.
Okay. Sarah's door pressing closed. Door close and G. Ground floor. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it. Is someone else going to intercept on one of the lower floors, or are we going to make it? We are moving.
I've called for the elevator.
We're passing.
We're on G.
We're on G.
What?
Yes.
We've done it. We've
myth confirmed. Myth confirmed. I'm still on level one.
We intercepted you. We're down on ground.
This is incredible.
Shall we try going back up?
All right.
Let's try so it's not a fluke. Okay, here we go.
There's a lift waiting.
Okay. We'll tell you. Okay, hold on. Let him call. Okay, as you call your elevator now.
Called.
Okay, he's called it. Go. Right. Press close button and four.
Door close.
Top floor. Up we go. Is it going to stop at level one where Azzy is?
One.
Oh.
It's bypassed! Again, it's two for two. It works.
This is incredible.
This is a game changer.
We're at the top floor again.
Top floor of the... Do we try it a third time?
Let's not try a third time.
Oh, that was fun.
Oh, well, every party needs a pooper.
Okay, so we can confirm here on National Early Breakfast with Lise and Sarah that by pressing the close button and your floor...
Absolutely.
No, I didn't let it go. I held them both together. We got there with no other stops.
No one else could stop us.
I hope this makes your morning. Whatever floor you're going to and wherever building you're working around Australia.
This is incredible.
This is going to save time everywhere. You are welcome.
We are back tomorrow morning from 6, everyone.
Okay.
See you guys then.
We've got to go back down to the car park. Here we go.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
How's about that elevator story, eh? No, I can't use that. Well, that was the
okay,
show.
Well, we've myth-busted too, didn't we? God, we're good. I think we should make myth-busting a weekly thing.
Urban myth-busting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, okay. Well, if people have myths that they'd like us to bust, can they contact us on Instagram?
Yes, send them to Annalise and
Sarah.
Because
we're going to run out of ideas after a while.
Remember ages ago we did that one with the can of Coke, that if
the
you
tapping.
Shook a can of Coke
that
vigorously.
That took a whole half a show to figure that
out. Brilliant.
And then tap. It repeatedly on the lid, it got rid of the bubbles and
yes.
It wouldn't spray everywhere.
Yeah, so anything like that, if you have an idea for us, please drop us a line on Instagram at Lise and Sarah or
also,
on our
do you know
Facebook.
What else I would love to hear?
What?
Just on the back of your electric toothbrush scam, I would love to hear if anybody else has experienced something similar.
Polite scammer?
A polite scammer.
Or did you know what the word vicissitude meant?
Great call. We're back tomorrow.
See you guys. See you tomorrow.
Tickety-boo. Off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls Catch-Up. But you can score even more catch-ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.